Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about 6 tips to deal with holiday stress. Now, I don't know when you're listening to this, but if it's not holiday time, that's okay, because holiday stress could just mean going out of town stress. It could mean busy family time stress. There's all kinds of things that it could be, but you guys know what I mean when I say holiday stress. And I'm recording this in November, and it feels that the holiday stress is upon many people already. So I thought it's time for us to get talking about it, just so that you can be keeping ahead of the game here, keeping yourself on top versus being kind of freaked out and sliding down the wormhole. So much can come up during this kind of, quote, I'm using air quotes, holiday time, because our subconscious may get triggered by thoughts of holidays past. It happens, and it's okay, because I'm telling you, anytime you're triggered and those subconscious thoughts, feelings, and emotions bubble up to the surface, that gives you an opportunity, another chance to deal with them. It just means you have to see them. That's all it means to process it, is to actually be there with it. And just like we have talked about here so often, is that discomfort is not dangerous. If you have old thoughts and you are triggered from things from the past, this is an opportunity for you to say, wait a minute, this is a memory. I'm being triggered by things that have happened a long time ago. This is an opportunity for me to process it, to be with it, to deal with it in a manner that I am fully aware that it is discomfort. I don't like it, but it's not dangerous. All of that's going to be happening, right? You're going to be triggered with these thoughts from holidays past. The days are shorter, meaning that we have less light here in the Northern Hemisphere than we have been accustomed to. This is the beginning of our dark time. And that can all push us over the edge a little bit. And what we're doing to ourselves is we're making ourselves do more. We're getting into more, maybe more events, more parties, more shopping. We're spending more money. And there will be many things going on that we don't have control over. Often there are family gatherings. If you're married, you have 2 sides to the family. It doesn't always involve a lot of friends. Sometimes these are people that you only see during the holidays. And some of those holiday pasts may not have gone as delightful as you would have hoped. And so you will be having some resistance to spending time with these people again. Do not fear. You can do this. You may be thinking, like a lot of other people that I work with, that they can't wait for this time of year to be over. There's a lot of different reasons for that, and some of it being because of those holiday pasts, and it can also be just from the idea of this is seeming very consumer oriented, and people are spending money they don't have or feeling that they should. Well, I think these are all good things for you to look at. If those things are uncomfortable for you, this is a great time for you to be aware of it and be mindful of what you're doing, who you're spending your time with, and so forth. And one of the awesome gifts of having to walk out of the wormhole, as we are all doing, or crawling out, as I felt like I did, one of the awesome gifts of doing that is that we learn about our own needs. We begin to really notice what we need physically, what we need emotionally, and we learn to also give ourselves permission to choose to take care of ourselves, because we know if we don't, we will stay down that dark, lonely wormhole, that anxiety, panic place. And we don't need to go there again. Once we learn what it is that we need, both physically and emotionally, socially, all of it, what we need to give ourselves to stay out of the wormhole, we have to have the courage and the boundaries to set our lives up so that we can do that. So why not bring all that you've learned so far on your journey, right? You've been following, maybe this is the second or third show, or maybe this is way more than that. Maybe you've listened to hundreds of shows. But why not bring all that you have learned so far on your journey of healing your own anxiety and clearing your anxiety and bring it to the surface this holiday season and make some changes in your life in favor of your well-being and have this be a gift to yourself. Have this be your gift to you. And I'm telling you, everybody else in your life is going to benefit from this. So you're kind of giving everybody a big fat gift when you take care of yourself. And so I have 6 tips for you on how you can deal with the holiday stress. But I want to make sure that you start out this whole journey of making sure that you are going to give this gift to yourself. Now let's finish up with our 6 tips to deal with holiday stress, or wedding stress, if that's what you're working on. Okay, 1, be kind and gentle with yourself. The world is tough enough. You do not need to join in and add more stress and strain on yourself. I'm sure you all notice where you go too far, especially around the holidays. If you are, you know, there are people who absolutely enjoy the hubbub, the extra socialization, the gatherings, go for it. If that floats your boat, go for it. But do not feel that just because someone else enjoys it that you must. We are all different. So let's all be ourselves and be gentle with ourselves along the way. 2, pay attention to your mind and body and lean into the feelings versus pushing them aside to get one more thing done. If things are starting to bubble up, as they very well may, with all of the triggers from Christmas past, holiday past, pay attention to your mind and body and don't push the feelings aside just so you can get something done or bake another cookie. Let yourself feel the feeling and process this finally once and for all. 3, choose the activities that make you feel good and let the others go. In other words, learn to say no, and no is a complete sentence. It's okay to choose to live within your own energy level. How many of us try to live as if we were somebody else? As if our, you know, you may have a mom that was like, go, go, go. And she's way older than you, but she's got so much energy. That's great. Let mom do that. And I want you to stay within your own energy level, which can fluctuate and change depending on where you're at this time of year. So pay attention. It's okay to live within your own energy level. Number four, if being alone is an issue and it makes you feel worse, find a place to serve another. Volunteer somewhere or help a friend or a neighbor out a little bit so that you are not so alone. Be cautious of all or nothing behavior and check in with your own feelings and emotions. But if you are alone, there are many different things that you can do. There are people who probably would love your companionship for even just an hour or so, and it will make you feel like a million bucks. Number five, let someone know how you are feeling. If you feel anxious or depressed, if your panic is beginning to rise, don't suffer in silence. This is a great time to jump into our group and ask for support. You know, if you're part of our group, this is a great time to just go in there and post. Everybody is there to support you. And you may, when you are putting down a post or a comment, you're giving someone else permission to do the same. So don't hold back. That's what we're there for. Let someone know how you're feeling. You must have, maybe you can make a phone call. And you know what? Worst comes to worst, get that journal out and jot it down in paper. It makes a difference. So let it out somehow. And finally, number six, remember your self-care. This is not a time to give up on your meditation, your exercise, your way of eating that you have developed for yourself, or your sleep routine. These are actually the things that may very well keep you floating through this busy season. So keep them up. Remember your self-care. Self-care is not a pedicure. Self-care is sleeping well, eating well, being mindful, meditating, writing in your journal. These are self-care exercises, and this is not the time of year to let them go. So I really hope that you guys are getting ready for holidays and are filled with the joy of the season and enjoying the change of the seasons. The shorter days can be a time to cozy in and turn the oven on and bake and cook and enjoy what you enjoy. And it is a time when we have to do more things for people that we love and care about, and that's awesome. Just make sure that you don't overextend. Know your boundaries, know your limits, and remember that it is okay to say no. People understand way more than you think they do. So don't drive yourself down the wormhole because you're afraid of hurting someone else's feelings. Other people's feelings are not your business. You will be respectful and kind, but if you are at your limit, if you are holding on to your rope at the end, and you have just got to be able to take care of yourself, and you can do that with courage and kindness. And now for today's quote. Self-compassion is simply giving the same kindness to ourselves that we would give to others. And that's from Christopher Germer. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.